Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it is treating you good. Thank you for joining us here on WFHR's morning show for this Wednesday, April 12th, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Habacker.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everybody. We're going to make sure that we give you a good one. We got a lot of good stuff to get into this morning. We're going to talk about is a honking your horn free speech? We have to get into that. We got some parenting tips, and by that I mean just something that I found very interesting, and I it's kind of cool to see this article coming out about. I want to get into that. Fortune cookies. What's going on with fortune cookies, the writers of fortune cookies?
They've definitely changed recently.
It's got to be. We got to dive into that. We got some entertainment news we want to get into as well. In this 7 o'clock hour, come up with our National Day of Calendar in a little bit. We're looking forward to diving into that. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And then after Melissa's news, we're going to be joined by our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We'll get their Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, as I mentioned, the entertainment news. And then we'll get into some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day. Got all of this to cover today. In fact, a little bit later in our good stories and everything, we're going to do something that I've been wanting to do a little bit more of. Just was kind of waiting for spring to get here. And our good stories of the day are going to be more of a feature of local good stories, local things going on, local events.
Very good.
Blood drives, different things like that.
Okay.
Before I'm getting ahead of myself, Melissa, how are you doing this morning?
I am upright and sucking air.
I feel interesting way of putting it. Yes.
I feel that so much. I feel that so deeply.
I knew a maintenance guy when I worked at Fort McCoy, and that's always how he responded when I asked him how he was doing, and I thought it was hilarious.
Sucking air.
Just
that's a great phrase.
That's so violent. I'm not breathing.
Sucking air. I like the idea of toughening up words that we, you know, like breathing. Yeah. Like, sucking up air. That's what I'm working out with air right now. I'm working my lungs out, actually. Getting my lungs a real good workout right now.
There you go.
I mean, you do actually something people have to do.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
It's true.
It's very true. We're very happy to have you with us from Abbotsford, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining
Glad
us.
Glad to be here.
We're going to make sure to give you a good morning. Seth, how are you doing this morning? You seem like a little running around.
I'm a little running around this morning. I'm the only one with kids, so I'm like, I got to get everyone in the right spot this morning.
Yes.
Where I get there? But it's all good. They all ended up where they were supposed to.
They were all in the right spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't misplace anyone.
Yeah, no.
You bring one to the wrong school.
Drat!
Dang it. Well, looks like you upgraded.
Yeah.
You're here now.
Call it a field trip day. There you go.
I mentioned earlier that we're going to be joined by Quality Plus Printing a little bit later. Phil joins us and brings us a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, some new word to add to our lexicon. I'd like to start off today with a word I believe we all are familiar with, but I'd like to know your definition, what it means to you. That word is local.
Yes.
What does local mean? Mm-hmm. What does that exactly mean? And you can extend that to supporting local, to being local, to calling yourself local. But what exactly does local mean? You can look up the Merriam-Webster definition and all that boring stuff. And I could have started with that or whatever.
Right, sure.
Like every high school speech. But I want to know what you guys consider local. What do you think it is? Because to me, the 80 plus years that WFHR has been around the script tells me to say is the most important thing is the audience, or the most important thing is the staff, or something like that. And those are very true. You have none of this without the greatest listeners in radio, every one of you out there, and the most amazing team you could ask for, the people, the souls that we have in this building. But I genuinely believe the most valuable thing that we have is what we are doing right now. This.
Yes.
Live air. Live content. Reporting directly from Wisconsin Rapids. Reporting directly from Central Wisconsin. We are Central Wisconsin. WFHR is Central Wisconsin. We have been here 80 plus years doing this. Supporting local. Being local. What does local mean to you guys? What does it mean to you, Melissa?
means knowing your neighbors and knowing the issues that are happening right in your town. And yes, while I'm not currently living in Wisconsin Rapids, I did for over a year, and I've lived in Wisconsin my entire life, central Wisconsin. I grew up in the Sparta-Toma area. I lived in, I've lived in Reedsburg. I've lived in Mauston. Central Wisconsin is my home. And being a part of WFHR has been an enriching part of my life, and becoming part of the Wisconsin Rapids community has been wonderful. They've welcomed me with open arms. I can't speak highly enough of everybody that I've met in Wisconsin Rapids and the people that I've had the pleasure to work with, through whether it's through the radio station, through the theater, through the Jacoby rental property, Brandon and Sharon while I worked for them. And it's just, it's wonderful to feel that connection and know people and know who to call when something's happening.
Mm.
Seth?
Well, I'm similar to Melissa. You know, I'm not a native here. I've been here for just, over 4 years now. And one of the things that I noticed when we moved here, we started to get to know the community and everything like that. Again, like Melissa, the theater was actually played a big part in that, getting to know a lot of people. The local vibe around here is it's very of its own. You know what I'm saying? It's a Wisconsin Rapids is like no other place.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have to dig into it a little bit to get into the what it's all about. But once you get there, it's really cool. Yeah, it's got problems, just like every place in the mm-hmm. world. You know, it's got its own things, but there is a kind of welcoming here that I didn't necessarily find when I moved to other places throughout my life. You know. And I have to say that this is one of the favorite places I've lived over the last, 10, 20 years. And I've been, at a couple places. This has been one of my favorite places for any number of reasons. For me, when you get down to it, the local is local. It's your neighborhood, mm-hmm. and then it's your city, and then maybe your county. That kind of thing. That's local to me.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a little bit out further out from there, then you're getting away from, then from what local is, and you get to, broader areas, the states and stuff like that. But to me, local is really right what's around you, the communities that surround you, and that's where you live, and that's where your friends are.
We are able to do something that nobody else is. We are able to report right from Central Wisconsin, mm-hmm. right here. We're able to talk about issues and deal with things right here, broadcast from here to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can do that.
Nope.
We have one of the one of the greater opportunities here with things going forward to really take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
This state is. Got a lot of different things going on and a lot of things coming up in the next couple of years. And I think the reporting that we are able to do and what we are able to do from this station with the live content that we have on air, because
mm-hmm.
we need that. Mm-hmm. We need live time on the air. Like I said, that's the most important, most valuable thing. It's not how much time WFHR is on the air. I mean live content on the air right here from Central Wisconsin.
Right.
I'm not talking about a show from Waukesha or a show from Milwaukee or a show from Madison. I'm talking about a show from Central Wisconsin. The listeners here in Central Wisconsin, what do you want to listen to? What do you want to hear, my people? Do you want to hear Central Wisconsin? Do you want to hear us?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear Central Wisconsin reporting, Central Wisconsin content, entertainment, etc., etc.? Let your voice be heard.
Yes.
We are here.
Yep.
That is the phrase I want people to have. We are here.
That's a good
I
one.
Want to know that you're there. We want to know that you're there. Look, if there's five people listening, I'll shut up. Okay, I'll be completely wrong, and I'll be like, look, okay, well, I completely jacked this whole thing up. I apologize, everybody. I will walk out of the way, but I know for damn sure that we got a lot more than that out there, that we are mm-hmm. a strong family, that we got a strong group of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here. That is something I want everybody to keep in mind. I want everybody to remember that phrase, maybe needing it a little bit later. I was past the Winter Park yesterday, Winter Field, and over there listening, and I hear this crack. And I'm like, oh.
It's an unmistakable sound.
I was going to get the kids at the park, and I literally stopped. And I'm like, oh, what is that? And I completely forgot literally how to breathe, everything else in the world. Birds stopped.
Yeah.
And I look, and there's a bunch of rafter players out there hitting the ball around, doing some fielding exercises and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, the rafters are in town.
Oh, man.
They are here. Woo. It is so close. We can taste it.
Yes, indeed.
It's right around the corner. Mm. Opening day is May 29th. As we take on the Lakeshore Chinooks, those poor, poor Lakeshore Chinooks having to come to town to face us. Good luck, Chinooks.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, when I talk local, you can't talk about local and not mention our local teams. Of course, we cover the River Kings like nobody's business. And we have been home of the Rafters since their inception.
Yes.
The Rafters have always played here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
We are so proud to have them for another season.
Yep.
We're looking forward to a great season. Just talking to some of the people in the, you know, the organization and some of the players and everything, they're so excited for this season. And they have a really... Like, there's a confidence in that park right now that is different than I've seen in years past.
That's nice.
You've got some more, get some veteran, you know, stuff there. You got a lot of pieces that are really nice over there with the Rafters this year. Get your tickets.
They had a killer season last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know anything about baseball.
NorthwoodsLeague.com is where you want to go for your tickets to the Rafters. NorthwoodsLeague.com. Otherwise, we got you covered. Every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR. We'll be back with our National Day of Calendar on the morning show. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 7:18 on the clock. I just did the weirdest thing. I've got like 3 clocks in front of me, and I bent my head completely in the weirdest direction just so I could see the clock on my laptop.
Got like 8 That's clocks the most in accurate? Front of it. I don't know.
They're all the same. I don't know why I did that. My neck's all jacked up as it is. I don't know
Make
why.
Make it worse.
You're trying to stretch.
Yeah, know? That's it. I was stretching. Yes. It's time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this April 12th. And first up, oh, good one. Walk on the Wild Side Day.
Hey.
Do, 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 do. Toss caution to the wind and don't let social norms, insecurity, and fear hold you back from doing the things you want to do. Walk on the wild side. They like to throw the phrase on your deathbed and what you'll be thinking of and what you'll be doing and all those things. I think that can get overused. And a little bit also kind of like a little assuming. Like, how many people actually get to go out that way? Like, you know, I don't mean to be like a dark here or anything like that, but I mean, not that many people that I know.
Reflect as you're dying, right?
Get to lay there in bed and just slowly fade off and everything. Like, doesn't seem to be the way the world works. But regardless, I think it's metaphor is apt. It works. It's something good to think of. It's something good to remind you. I know it's something that I've been thinking about in the last couple of days, and what I want to be able to say about my life when I look back and everything.
Mm-hmm.
As I am, because I feel like it's probably going to be for me. Like I never had any intention of going skydiving or anything, but I'll be one of those 88-year-olds like, I'm going to go skydiving.
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, spoiler alert, it doesn't end well.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I would rather that. I would be okay with that. As long as I'm living. And I think that you can find ways to walk on the wild side. What is it to you? Maybe you already live on the wild side. Well, maybe that means doing something a little more abnormal. That depends. What it means to you.
Well, it's going to be really...
Pursue your dreams. Talk about your ideas. Because you never know what's going to change your life or your world.
That's right. Just don't do it too dangerously. I'm just, you know, because you do want to be able to talk about it later.
There is a line to these
streets. Be careful, though. Be careful.
Maybe the better phrase is, you know, the bucket list as opposed to your deathbed.
There you go.
Have your bucket list.
I like the bucket list. Yeah, I like the bucket list.
Exactly.
Has anybody ever put a list in a bucket?
I don't know.
Actually, yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I wasn't assuming.
I'm thinking of gardening. My mom always planned out her garden, and she'd put it on paper. She'd have the list of seeds and her layout, and then she'd throw it in the bucket with all the tools, and we'd carry it out to the garden.
Oh, is that where bucket list comes from?
I was going to say, there's an idiom that we need to explore. when we do our idioms.
We are looking that up. I just made a note. I'm looking that up. It is, oh, I don't even, I feel cringy saying this. Desk fast day.
Oh, really?
Desk
fest. Desk plus breakfast equals desk fest.
I thought it was like fasting.
No, it's breaking your fast.
Less. Yeah, yeah. Fasting, I can support this. I don't know.
Desk and breakfast?
Yes.
What with our careers being more important than ever to us these days, a new trend has begun to dominate the workplace. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the desk fest. What is a desk fest, you may ask? The word desk fest is an algorithm, amalgamation of two words.
Dumb. You can't even say it.
Yeah. So it's basically, those of us that have to eat at work.
Yeah, which is sad.
And it's celebrating that?
That sounds like so sad.
Yeah. No.
I mean, eating breakfast at work is better than skipping it. But still. Work-life balance, people.
I am never allowing you to talk to my mother, Melissa. You and her have way too much in common.
It's too close.
It's hard enough for me to handle her.
Pam, my phone number is 608-963-0345. Please call me.
Oh, man. I think you just did that to yourself. Man.
Yeah,
I think you did. You know,
I did.
It just really walked. Walked into that one. I really did. It's National Licorice Day.
Yum!
It comes in many flavors and many forms, from ropes of candy to soothing teas. So give a new flavor of type of licorice a try. I'm glad they mentioned that licorice tea. I didn't know about that until recently. It is really it helps my throat. Oh, that's good stuff.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Licorice, it's got that very distinct flavor, though. And, anise, okay, guys, are you a black licorice liker?
100% yes.
No, but I did once try to act like I did.
Huh?
Oh, why?
Because my cousins and everybody were like, they all grabbed licorice and there was just the black left, and they were kind of making fun of me, and I wanted to be like, well, no, I wanted it, you know, like and all that. So I grabbed like two of them because I'm that person that doesn't just grab one fry. I got to grab like three of them when I eat them, and I grab like two of them, and I just go and I dive right into them, and I'm chewing. And my poor taste buds are screaming at me, why? We didn't ask for this.
What did we ever do to you?
You did this to us.
You know, it's very strange, James, because there is a compound in licorice, and I'm going to slaughter this name, but it's glycyrrhizin or something like that. It makes licorice sweet. That's what makes licorice sweet. It's 50 times sweeter than sugar.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. No,
that's crazy.
And licorice has been around like since the 17th century.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously before that, because it's a root that grows.
Interesting, though. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably the only person on the planet that likes licorice and lima beans, so I don't know.
You're not, Seth. I like both those things,
too. Oh, so, very
not
good.
Not that I want to admit to being like you, but...
Sometimes you can't avoid it. Can't avoid it. No.
It's the good things in life.
That's right.
It's Yuri's night. The first person to orbit the Earth, this trailblazer showed us the limitless potential of humanity's spirit and our drive to explore the unknown. During the 20th century, space travel was considered to be the final frontier for the billions of humans living on the Earth. Space exploitation included sending humans into space, putting men on the moon, and eventually creating space shuttles and space stations. One of the most significant accomplishments of the space race was when an astronaut became the first human to enter into space. And that's what the celebration of Yuri's night is all about.
That's a very cool.
Yuri Gagarin.
Gagarin, I think.
Gagarin. Yep. Gagarin was a Russian cosmonaut who manned the Vostok 1 spaceship on April 12th in 1961. This important event was a vital part of the competition of space travel of the that era, particularly between the U.S. and the USSR. And the U.S. eventually landing having the first man on the moon in 1969.
Wow, that all happened within 1 decade.
It's insane.
That's crazy to think of that.
Think of how quickly we made that happen.
I know.
There's a really cool show on Apple TV called For All Mankind. Mm-hmm. And it's all about like this. It's everything in our world. It's all parallel except one major difference. In the space race, Russia got there before us. Mm-hmm. And while that was like frustrating and all these things and everything, they keep going in the show. And the competition pushed us to be the first people to actually live on the moon, to actually put something on the moon. And like America is first and all these other, we're the first to go to Mars and a lot of other these things and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the competition losing that opening race pushed us to all these other things. Mm. I do think that like a lot of good art, there is some reality based in it. I always like to think of what would have happened if Russia and America had worked together. And to go on to the moon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, I think that should have been. I think that would have been very cool. And it could have united our worlds and everything. But regardless, you can't take away from competition. When Yuri got into orbit, everybody in the government, everybody here were panicking that they were going to beat us there. Mm-hmm. And look, it's just Seth's point. Less than a decade, we're on the moon.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
That's competition. Yeah. That's what one of those things can do for you and everything. And it's also what the human spirit can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We saw the moon. We've seen it since we started to stand upright.
Yep.
We've wanted to get to it since then, pretty much. We finally did.
Yep. That's so crazy.
What's your guys' favorite space movie?
Favorite
Ooh,
space
good
movie?
Good question. Good question.
Oh, man. I'm trying to
Mine
think.
Mine is Armageddon.
Oh, really?
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. That one makes me cry every time.
So are you talking not a galaxy far, far away, but like our Earth and space kind of thing? Is that
sure.
what you're kind of
looking
okay.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
to limit Outside ourselves a little
our,
bit there?
Right. Yeah. Not total sci-fi.
Right. Right. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I love all those old moon pictures from the 50s.
Yeah.
I love the old black and white ones where there's, we got to get to the moon
a
and all these
the
things.
Moon.
Yeah.
A trip to the moon with the can in the eye.
Yes. Like it's the classic film, from 1903.
I used to watch it all the time as
Yes. Which, I mean, how long has Hollywood or the film industry been tied to going to the moon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the very beginning, it was part of that. So, but no, I love.
Space comedy, Spaceballs.
Yes. Yes. Your Schwartz is as big.
Favorite space book, The Martian.
Oh,
really?
It's a good one.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, but the book was amazing.
I was going to ask you if you compared it to the movie, if you thought it was if the
Not
movie
yet.
Was any good. So, okay.
I know my mom really loved that book and really, really enjoyed the movie. My sister and mom really enjoyed the movie.
Cool.
That was a good one.
And what's the TV show that they just remade recently with Danger, Will Robinson, Danger?
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I liked that. I liked the remake. I haven't seen the original.
The original's kind of cheesy, but...
Right.
I'm one of those weird people that likes Contact.
The movie Contact from
Jodie
that
Foster
was really
movie.
Good. Jodie Foster, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people didn't like that, but I loved it.
I thought it was really good.
I thought it was brave. I thought it was interesting and stuff.
Great
but
cast.
I love Jodie Foster too.
I'm a huge Sam Rockwell fan, so I have to recommend the movie The Moon. It's just Sam Rockwell pretty much for the whole movie, but he carries it. It's so impressive. It's so interesting.
Love Sam Rockwell. He's good.
That's a really good one too. Mm. But it's sci-fi movie though. I immediately thought of The Day the Earth Stood Still. My mind still goes back to the original. The very first one, not the Keanu and one and everything. That movie still, and it's not what Melissa was asking, but it did. It's where my brain went right away.
Although I mean, it's kind of
it's
an
a great
opposite
question, Melissa.
Instead of going somewhere, someone came to us, kind of thing. So
yeah,
like Independence Day.
Yeah,
another one like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the one they got there looks really good. That one looks
really
good.
Yeah, that does
Anything
look pretty good.
Anything with melty cheese coming out of it is really going to look good to us.
Yeah,
I mean, we are
well
living
said.
In Wisconsin.
Well said.
That's true.
It's just yummy.
Want to send a shout out to my dad, the greatest ever at making grilled cheese.
Nice. Nice.
There's a handful of things, because my mom doesn't make anything bad, but there's a couple of things my dad just is a little bit higher on the ranking scale with. And this is, there's like two or three things. I mean, literally, like two or three things.
Awesome.
And like, this is one of them. He makes a mean
go,
grilled
Dad.
Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
Grilled cheeses. One of the things I like about grilled cheese, too, I think that it's It's one of the early ways for kids to feel confident cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Young people can cook grilled cheese and, for one, usually don't have to worry about the house getting burned down. It's not too difficult. There's not a whole lot of steps to it. But the confidence you get once you actually make your own and are eating it, it's like, oh, I can do this. I can feed myself.
When Roan first started making them, then it was like every day, do you want me to make you a grilled cheese sandwich? You
know? Yes.
Now I know how to do it. Do you want me to do it? Chef. Want me to do it? Yeah.
That's awesome. It is World Hamster Day.
Buy them in pairs.
Yeah, show your... Yes, when you can, please do that. Yeah, that's a great note. Show your pet hamster how much you love them with a special treat and some extra attention. If you're able, consider adopting a little friend of your own. All of our furry friends are amazing.
Yes.
Hamsters, gerbils, you know, chinchillas. I don't care what you're talking about. They're all awesome. I've had one of all of them pretty much because my ex-wife wanted the zoo and we had one.
You had a zoo. Should have charged admission.
Yes, really should have. There are 24 different species of hamsters worldwide. I didn't know that.
Mm.
And they come in a range of sizes too. Can you imagine a hamster 34 centimeters long? Well, that's how long the biggest species, the European hamster, can grow.
Wow.
Generally speaking, however, they're pretty small animals, short, stumpy, and extra cuddly, with long-haired variants, even referred to as a teddy bear. from the German word hamster, means horde, which is exactly what our lovely little rodent friends do.
Oh, my gosh.
Their cheek pouches are used for storing and carrying food, which they then hide away in their burrows. Sometimes, however, they do have eyes too big for their stomachs, or rather cheeks. And their pouches expand in size so much that they are unable to squeeze through the entrance of their hamster house or tunnel. I have seen this happen.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh,
I actually saw this hamster try to back up and go into the tunnel butt first.
Yeah.
Because that would be better.
Yeah, well, but its butts was it was too big. It couldn't get in. It just sat there. Hamsters are great. They got such personalities.
I was wrong, though. There's only one type of hamster that should be housed together, dwarf hamsters. It's gerbils that you need to buy in pairs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
I get those.
Good distinction.
Good note.
Yep.
And finally, and most importantly, it is International Day of Pink.
Nice.
This day uses the color pink to raise awareness and fight against bullying, discrimination, homophobia, transphobia, and transmisogyny across the world.
Excellent.
It started in Nova Scotia, Canada, but is, of course, spread throughout the whole world now.
Mm-hmm.
So you see people wearing pink today are promoting that, and that's a good reason why.
Yes, indeed.
I would like to think that we're all on this side. We're all wearing pink today, whether you really are or not.
Yes, indeed.
I would like to think so.
Yes.
We will take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back, and we're going to get into this court ruling about honking your horn. I want to get into that with you guys. It's coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. Rolling away.
Roll to me.
Rolling the wrong way. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there, everybody. We made it to Wednesday, huh?
We did.
Made it to Wednesday, everybody. Nice work, everyone. Nice
almost
job.
There.
Almost there.
You know, if this was a 4-day work week, we'd really almost be there.
Nice. Nice reference. Nice. We learned something new today. Your speech may be protected by the First Amendment, but your car's voice is not. Back in 2017, a woman in California named Susan Porter was cited for unreasonable use of a vehicle horn after she honked at least 14 times as she drove past a protest.
Whoa.
She's been fighting the fine ever since, claiming that it resulted in her censoring herself by refraining from using her vehicle horn for expressive purposes. Well, a federal appeals court has just ruled that honking a car horn is not protected as free speech. The court said that there should be regulations on excessive horn use because its primary purpose is to alert others of a traffic safety hazard not to be expressive for the First Amendment purpose.
Right.
If this isn't silly enough, the original citation was dismissed because the deputy didn't show up in traffic court.
So what the heck?
Yeah.
So it's been dismissed.
Yeah.
So Susan has been fighting this car horn case for years for literally nothing.
Jeez.
It's unclear how much it has cost her in legal fees, but I can guarantee you that we're talking thousands if at the low ball.
At the lowest, right? Yeah.
So, way to go, I guess. Karen, I mean Susan.
If you consider your horn your voice.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time that my parents used a car horn like that is when they wanted to call us home from the woods, because we would range, you know, 2 miles
wow.
back into the woods playing when we were kids, and they just honk the horn when it was time to come home.
They didn't have a dinner bell, I guess.
Nope.
if you have a feeling on something, if you feel passionately about something, you should be able to stand on that alone. What do we say all the time when we get these political seasons around? We get these attack ads. All they do is, I'm a candidate, and all I'm doing is bad-mouthing the other candidate. I'm not telling you anything about me or anything about what I'm representing. I'm just bad-mouthing the other candidate. We get really tired of that really quick. And none of us ever vote for anybody who does that stuff. We don't like it all, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how much more respect would you have for a candidate, even if you didn't agree with what they were saying, if they just came out and just told you where they were coming from?
What they stood for,
like,
right?
Look, my other guy, my
really
opponent's
refreshing.
The opponent's going to do what they're going to do. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If you have something to say, you should be able to stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are truly want to protest something, hammering your horn is basically something a child or an animal could do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're no better than any of the above.
Right.
So you completely lose any sense of argument when you just start acting like a
right.
child. It's the same thing if I'm talking to somebody and debating, and immediately when they start being just insulting and don't have any, they start raising their voice and getting bent out of shape. It's like, all right, this is done. This mm-hmm. is done. I'm not mm-hmm. talking to an adult anymore. I'm talking to a 5-year-old.
Right.
This lady, this Susan Porter, is acting like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And to the point where it wasn't just during the protests, but she continued.
Now she's doubling down.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be shame was enough. Like, shame used to, like, shame kept Gary Hart and knocked him out of the run for the election and
right.
everything.
Yeah.
Now the people just double down. I can lie about everything, get elected, and still stay in office.
Yeah.
George Soros.
I can say I'm a Democrat, get elected, and then say I'm Republican.
Switch parties.
Yeah.
What does any of this mean? Why are we supposed to believe any of these people?
You're right.
George Santos. I said his name wrong.
Oh, okay.
But he's lied about everything else. Who knows if that? No, I'm kidding.
He lied about being Jewish. He lied about that. And by the way, had he lied about being African American or Latin or something like that, he would not be in office.
Probably not.
People just let this skate by because they do this to Jews all the time. But if it was anything else, you saw what happened. Just I got the example. You have a couple of years back, the lady who was pretending to be African American. She was getting a tan and getting her hair permed and everything, white as snow. What happened to her? She got canceled. She got knocked out of her. She lost her job, her tenure, all these things at the school she was at. I mean,
I think that was American Indian.
Okay.
Well, there was one that was American Indian.
Yeah, there was one that
just happened recently, too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about,
maybe
Melissa.
Two
I think there was
them,
a couple
so
of cases
crazy.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
There's, yeah. There's
unfortunately, yeah, there's
unfortunately,
a couple of cases.
A couple cases like this. Yeah, yeah. Kids are watching. Kids are seeing how we're handling the world.
Yeah.
They're learning from us.
Right.
If she has a child, that child has learned, well, if I don't like something, I should probably just honk the horn 14 times. And you know what? If that doesn't work, I'm just going to keep fighting this. Even if nobody, literally, even the court systems have already
right.
made their judgment, I'm going to keep on fighting.
Yeah.
Like, that's the lesson you're teaching your kid.
Can you tell me again, was she for or against the protest?
It doesn't say, and it doesn't even say what the protest is about.
And it wouldn't matter.
No, no.
Because people would interpret it their own way.
Yes.
Well,
they'd say, oh, they're honking at me. She doesn't like
horn.
It. Yeah.
The horn is to warn pedestrians, to warn other drivers,
mm-hmm.
to be a, hey, don't hit me.
A safety thing, right? Yeah.
It's safety. It's not for protesting.
No.
This reminds me of the guy that drives past the pretty woman and, like, screams something at her and thinks it and then gets bent out of shape because she doesn't understand him, because all she hears is, didn't hear you say, hey, how you doing, pretty woman? Like, they didn't hear, all they heard was, What are you doing? Like, is this about you, or is this about, you know, the actual cause that you are fighting? Because more and more I'm seeing, because every person, whenever I see somebody that's got to, like, overdo the patriotism, or that has to have one of these flags in their yard with the lamest phrase I've ever heard in my life, the Brandon thing or whatever and stuff, or any of these, you look so lame and so, like... I feel sad for them. Mm-hmm. I feel like almost a borderline pity for them, in the sense that they need this so badly that you need to, you can't just like, these are my feelings. I have them here. If you ask me, I'll tell you. Other than that, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like you have to, you're, I don't know if you don't have that much personality. I don't know if you just don't, you don't have enough confidence in your own your own self to have some character or whatever, but that is what you want to be known for. That's what you want to have out there to present to the world, that this is a hill I'm going to die on. Like, all right, I guess. I mean, that's all right.
Okay, that's...
But you want to just honk your horn all day and everything. Okay. Go ahead, Karen. I mean, just, you know.
It loses all meaning. And
I guess.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break on this. We're going to come back. I got a parenting tip, and I actually think it's a really good one.
Cool.
Something that I heard about the other day. And we were talking about, actually, with our friends from the South Oconee YMCA. So it's got a bit of a tie-in.
Oh, nice.
It's all coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are going to be joined after CBS News is done informing you at the top of the hour by our live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We had Laura Lockwood on Monday. We had Michael Carroll yesterday. Who knows what we're going to have today?
Who's going to be next?
Should be fun. Maybe Nikki Lotola will join. No, Nikki's not working there anymore. But we miss you, Nikki. We miss her.
So, wow, you have really burned bridges, man. They're like, no, you take him. No. Yeah, you take him. I don't want him anymore.
Actually, I that's funny because it's I love it. Actually, be a lot funnier if that was true. Talking to a lot of the people off air from the Weather Eye Center, we're their favorite place to go.
That's great.
That's great.
I think that's awesome.
Ask any of our morning magazine guests that go to other radio stations, Mayor, or anybody else. Ask where their favorite place to go is.
Yeah,
and they will. You can put them under a lie detector. This is the place. This is the station. This is the building where our locals love to come on the air with.
That is correct. By the way, I have to mention that when Laura was on Monday, I timed it when I was doing the podcast. She was on for 3 minutes.
Oh yeah,
with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was kept her a long time.
You did.
I have no doubt we made her late for some other station, and I don't care. I want to keep them on their job.
She had fun, though. It's like she was enjoying it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Would she tell us about shirt?
Yeah. Dirt.
Snow and dirt.
Snow and dirt.
Snert.
Yeah.
Snert. Yeah. I think snert. It's snert. Yeah. Snert.
That was great. After we're done talking with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, we're going to get into random pop culture facts from the 2000s. I'm going to get into that. That should be an interesting one. Yeah, that's coming up. But right now, we got a parenting tip. And this is normally I kind of cringe at these kind of things. I don't like it's one thing as a parent. And I go to Seth and like, Seth, I could use some advice. And he tells me stuff. That's one thing. I'm not a big fan of, I didn't ask for any advice, but here's a book on parenting. Like, The spoiler alert, no parents know what they're doing, and every parent knows what they're doing.
Yep.
Like, it's all instinct. It's all gut. We're all trying to do the best we can.
Every child is different.
And
I was just going to say that.
The best way to, I think, to be a parent is, the best thing you could do for parents is supporting parents.
Yep.
Supporting each other.
Yep.
And having you back. Now, there's got to be accountability, of course. I'm not saying, you let the kid run around with a chainsaw. You give advice when it's given, and you give support when it's always. Always. Mm-hmm. Always giving support, because it's always
needed.
Give advice
when it's asked for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Summer is still 2 months out, but you might be looking at new bathing suits already. So here is a great tip for parents. Never buy your kid a bathing suit that's blue.
Mm. Oh, I just saw that headline.
I saw it too. And it actually, because when we had the South Oconee YMCA on with us, they give swimming lessons every year. Mm-hmm. And it was through them. Actually, our good friend Raquel, when she joined us from the Y, we had talked about swimming lessons once. And she mentioned a stat about how many kids in Wisconsin drowned every year. And I had never heard that stat. I did not know that until she told me that and everything. And ever since then, it's been like, okay, we got to hit on this every spring. We got to make sure the kids are getting swimming lessons. Yeah. Kids know how to swim from the youngest of ages, how important that is. But I never thought of something like this. And I want to be honest with the audience. When I first saw the headline, I moaned. Ugh. What is this? Oh, my. Oh, come on. What is? And then I start reading. It's like, I'm an idiot. I think we need to be able to do that more in society. We need to be able to own stuff. I was wrong for the first 10 seconds of the article. I read it. I realized, I went into this with a blind spot. I went into this wrong. Now I understand this is that I was wrong. And I've learned something. It's okay.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Though, to be able to do that, and a lot of people can't.
A swimming teacher in Florida posted a video on TikTok that's racked up millions of views in the past week. She says blue bathing suits are dangerous because they're impossible to see. She bought one for her daughter just to show people what she means. She chose the worst possible color, light blue. It's dangerous because it's the exact same color as the bottom of every swimming pool. So it's hard to keep track of them in water and make sure they're okay. A few lifeguards chimed in and agreed with her. Light blue bathing suits are bad, especially for little kids. The light pastels in general aren't great. Instead, they stick with bright colors like orange or red. They're much easier to see. And look, I like blue, but orange is a lot cooler. It's just a cooler color. It just is. It just
not as cool as yellow, but yeah, right, I see what you're saying. Bright yellow would work too.
Bright yellow would work. Now this is one of those things where it's Occam's razor. It's the simplest thing. Is there? It's okay. Blue, the water, blue, like all that. Okay, makes sense to me.
Right.
I just feel so darn foolish that I never even thought of this. I've been literally like moments away from calling up my ex-wife. Like, hey, did we ever buy the kids blue bathing suits? I'm like that close to doing it because I have this like weird guilt in me right now of this and everything. Like this is a I think a great note to parents, especially this time of year.
Well, and you almost think that the people who make swimsuits should be on top of this, especially, you know, up to a certain size, don't make them with that color fabric. Now, to be fair, when I first saw the headline and saw the picture too, because that it had a picture with it of a swimsuit in a pool, I was like, okay, well, yes, that's good for kids who swim in pools, but I grew up swimming in lakes and ponds.
Right.
So there, a blue swimsuit wouldn't make any difference. There, you might be better off to avoid brown.
Because of the sand.
Which is not a common color to see on a swimsuit anyway, so you're probably safe. But
right.
I just pictured a brown swimsuit. It was one of the ugliest things I've ever thought of. Like
on a kid, on a grown woman, a brown swimsuit, it can be very attractive.
Well, I was picturing it on like just a plate, like a brown bag, like a brown that color on a little kid. And immediately, as I picture the kid, he's got a sad face.
Sad kid with a brown swimsuit.
Brown swimsuit.
I feel like that's a kid's story. Like that should be a kid's book or something like that.
Yeah. I'll get working on that one.
I think it's a good note, too, about lakes, rivers, that kind of thing. That's certainly where a lot of us, that's where I learned to swim. And that's where a lot of us do. So that's a good note about that, Melissa. I also think that, there's no necessarily perfect scenario to this. So the best thing you can do is making sure that your kids are as strong of, with the water, comfortable with all these things as you can.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep. They need to be supervised.
Yes. But no, you're right. I think that's something everyone needs to learn how to at least, basics of swimming.
Yep.
Because we would save, how many people would be safe? Yeah, that'll keep you above water. That's the thing. So,
for years, there was a stereotype that African American people didn't like to swim, didn't want to swim, all these things and everything. There's a lot of history to that. There's a lot of things deep in that.
Yep.
But I will tell you, I was just like them and all the other Latin people that grew up around and everything, because we didn't have public swimming pools.
That's it.
We didn't have anything like that.
Right.
There was no access.
It wasn't like you were going to swim in Lake Michigan.
The river.
No. So we the swimming was not an option.
Right.
Even when I would go to Naperville and hang out with my cousins or anything like that, like. We didn't do that much. Now, I did get to swim in my Lake Camelot, and that's where I learned to swim. Papa pushed me into the water because he thought I knew how to swim, and then he found out right away I did not know how. Thankfully, he was a Marine and was able to handle the situation properly.
Right.
It's one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me, honestly. I love swimming. Mm-hmm. Swimming is such a gift. Being with the water, such a gift. Mm-hmm. There's not many things that I love more than being in water, swimming, being near water, mm-hmm. any of those things. So it's safety reasons, all that, but I don't want to lose sight of the fun part of swimming and the fun part of, you know, this time of year, getting to go to pool. What pools do we have anymore around here? Do we have any pools?
Well, we got the Y, of course.
Oh, we got the Y.
We got the Y.
I meant like a public, like outdoor, you know, I don't think we have any more.
No.
Beeren used to have one, but I don't know if they do anymore.
Rapids now has more of the splash pad kind of things. They got a couple of those around, but that's not necessarily the same thing, though,
it's
as
not
swimming.
The same as swimming, but it is fun.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And they're free, and the kids love them.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yes, they do.
I imagine they're a lot easier to maintain, too.
Exactly.
Stevens Point has a really nice outside pool that I've been to a couple times.
You you have the choice. You can swim in ocean, lake, or pool.
Oh, I have to go with ocean.
Yeah.
I love swimming in the Atlantic Ocean is such a treat.
Yeah.
It's the most dangerous because you have to be careful, of course, because of the tides. Yeah. But other than that, there's nothing like riding a wave. Just do some body surfing. Oh, I love it. It's so much fun.
I love diving into a pool, and I certainly love our lakes all around us and everything. It is not even close. It's the ocean.
It's the ocean.
The ocean, 100%. Yeah.
And the water's a lot warmer, too. That's the other thing, too. At least the Atlantic.
And with the salt, it kind of helps you float a little bit.
It does,
I thought you said ocean, didn't you, Melissa? Did you?
I did.
Okay,
Salt ocean.
Yeah. Salty ocean.
I thought so.
But how did we fail to mention the aquatic center in Wisconsin Rapids?
Oh, my gosh.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Guys, come on.
I thought we were getting there.
I totally didn't even think about that. That's terrible.
Very awesome. It's got two lazy rivers. One is just for kids, Seth. Yeah. Don't go in there. But the logs, they have this log thing that's fun. Yeah. You get to go across and
it's log. It's heavy. It's log.
Different kind of log.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun after CBS News. We'll be live and direct with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We also got Quality Plus Printing joining us next hour, along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. So much to do coming up on the morning show at WFHR.